One. And are we live? Oh, we're live. Welcome to the Jonathan Cogan Show. This is how we get started. Happy Friday. To the what? So much to talk about today, baby. Family friendly. Team Peasant. Doing it for the people. All right, let's get started. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Jonathan Cogan Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. It's great to be with you for another day. And, you know, this week I was supposed to be calm, all right? It was a calm week. It was a normal week. A post, let's just say, airborne virus week. You know, things haven't been normal for many years now. But they were becoming more normal. And then two things happened in particular. Actually, a few things happened we're going to talk about. But before we get into anything related to the Trump indictment, which everyone's all trending, talking about this and that and this and that, I'll set the record straight. But first, we got to get to these wildfires, okay? We are pro-Earth on this podcast. In fact, this is the number one pro-Earth podcast on the internet, period, full stop. Done. Nobody cares about the earth more than we do because we love the earth. We live on the earth and we love it. Okay. Now we know the climate change agenda from the elites is a control mechanism. Okay. It is for totalitarian control. It's being weaponized against the people, and some people can't see through the propaganda, which is mind blowing. Although I think they probably can at this point. So is it possible that these wildfires that started in Canada and then have turned New York into an orange town, like Trump's face, okay, which is really ironic because New York City hates him, so it turned into orange town bad. Is it possible that this is a terrorist attack of some sort? Was it intentional, or is it really climate change? Is it really everything that's going on right now? You're seeing them pull out all the stops. They're jailing a political opponent. They're trying to get nuclear war. They're saying every single change in the weather is due to climate change. I just have a hard time believing that. So of course, on the internet, we have experts in all of these fields. So I want to start off by playing this video from this one expert who tracks, there's a few of them I watch. Okay. But, this is, let me just get the channel right. This is from Wide Awake Media on Twitter, but the channel on YouTube is Dutch Sensei, S-I-N-S-E, okay? There's a few people who are experts at figuring out what's going on with weather and how they predict hurricanes, all this stuff. They predicted what's going on in Turkey. I have a few channels, but this one covered the wildfires. Listen to this minute, 16 seconds, and just listen. This is what this guy does for a living. Here we go.
Look up here in the upper right hand corner. Watch this throughout the day today. A giant outbreak of fires has taken place across a whole Canadian all at once up to the northeast in Quebec. All of Quebec just caught on fire all at once on a clear day. I would say this would be some kind of terrorism of some kind or an attack. Here it is. Here we are. I'm going to let the images. You can see this morning. It's clear. Partly cloudy skies. Nothing really crazy going on there. And then, well, night. Here's today. All of Southeast Quebec just caught on fire, guys. All insane. Insane. Look at that. The whole thing. All at once.
So I can even play another clip from his channel, but this is what he does. And he's shocked. Okay. And listen, I only bring you the sources of everything. Now, don't forget this article here, which I'm pulling up, and this one is from Breitbart. Don't forget that this happened. Okay. I'm not saying they're related, but I'm saying just don't forget. that 60,000 pounds of explosive, oh, I just made a wrong click on an advertisement. Oops. 60,000 pounds explosive ammonium nitrate missing from train in California. This was on May 17th. 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate used as a fertilizer, but also in explosives, are missing from a rail shipment that was due to arrive in California from Wyoming. Now, just all these weird events are happening. All right. They might not be related, but is it possible that this was, it's used to funnel an agenda to maybe get climate lockdowns? Oh, too conspiratorial for you? No, we're just honest here. We just tell the people the truth. That's the only job that the media had, and they failed. And that's why you have podcasts like this breaking through the internet, becoming the new mainstream, Twitter becoming a bastion of free speech. It is, I've never thought I'd be alive in an era in America where people debate having free speech. They debate the First Amendment. They debate it like it's a debatable topic. Just think of your life 10 years ago. Okay. Just 10 years ago, you didn't use the words misinformation, disinformation, hate speech. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. Why? Because you're being propagandized. That's what's going on here. That's the truth and nothing but the truth. All right. Let me play another clip actually from his channel, because I did pause it on this one area. And right below the video, by the way, don't forget, it does say climate change. Read more here from the United Nations. And I've played this on the podcast. Go listen to previous podcasts that I've done, that the UN has said on camera that they own the science on climate change. OK, they own it. They own it. They work with Google to manipulate the search results because they own it. Okay, here's another part of his video from that clip I just played. Let's just see what it says. So that brings me to another thing that we've covered here before, which is like when the pipeline was blown up, that was one of the worst climate catastrophes you could have had. And everyone who is talking about how we're killing the earth and we're going to die in 3 years, why was that not a huge deal? Why are the climate alarmists not upset when a pipeline blows up that lets in more emissions that destroys the climate than in any event ever? And then this, well, they're kind of capitalizing on this, but you see what I mean? Or like, oh, I don't know, like warfare and dropping bombs and stuff and blowing up humans and blowing up dams and stuff. We're the climate people. It's crazy. As long as it's against Russia, as long as it's against Russia, it's okay. Come on. Come on. We need to be consistent here. We need to be consistent. Okay, so that's that with the weather. Probably terrorist attack, probably from within. We're going straight bonkers. We are jailing political opponents. So as you know on this podcast, I'm apolitical. I do not believe in any political party. I don't even believe in politics. It's not real. It's a charade. It's all a show. None of it's real. It's all a distraction to probably cover up the fact that the monetary system is a Ponzi scheme. But that's not here nor there. So you have one person in power who beat another person who was the reigning champion, and that reigning champion is going to run for re-election against the same person who's in power, and the person in power is trying to jail that person who is the lead of all the parties to compete against him in the next race, Biden versus Trump. So this is not about liking, disliking Trump, liking, disliking Biden. This has nothing to do with it. We take all the politics out of it, okay? Objectively, whoop, step back. If you are cheering for the lead, the person who is leading the race of the opposite political party to be jailed or get tried under the Espionage Act and like killed, like Julian Assange, which also isn't good for you, you are propagandized to the max. They're going all out to try to combine the branches of government. The truth is, this is the bureaucracy, and it is a straight-up coup. No one's above the law. I get that. But if you were consistent, you would do this. You would go after Biden for his classified documents while he was vice president. Hillary Clinton, who had like 33,000 emails and blew up her server and destroyed her phones, like you would go after that too. You would go after all of them, okay? All the wars and the war crimes and the children they killed, all that stuff. You'd be consistent. But you're only going after Trump. And then you have Rachel Maddow saying, you got to think. She said the quiet part out loud. I should play it. But she's like, you got to think. Is the Justice Department, are they going to stop going after him if they just tell him that he can't run for president? You got to think that that's probably what they want to do. And the guy, McDonald or Donald, responds like, yeah, that's just so you know, that's what Trump is saying they're going to do. She's like saying exactly what he's saying they're doing, and they're doing it. This is not good for America. This is clear as day that all the craziness we've seen is exactly what we think it is, a coup. It's a coup. This is not a political thing. It's a coup, all right? So as Americans and anybody in the free world, we all need to get on the same side and just realize that the elites are all fighting it out, and they can go fight it out in their own world, but they can't bring us into their tyranny. We aren't about that life, okay? We are with the peasants, with the community. We like to help one another. We're not pedophiles. We don't like to bomb people. We like to hang out together. We like to lift people up. We don't like to murder people and rape people. That's not what we do. We're the opposites of the elites, basically, okay? So this is, if you're cheering for this, you lost your mind, okay? This is not good. This is terrible, all right? This is terrible for everybody. Not good. You don't want to live in a country where this stuff happens. I don't know how else to put it. All right. That's the truth. That's the truth. Okay. Speaking about that and how unaware people are, the majority of Gen Z would accept cameras in people's homes. They would accept cameras to be installed in people's homes to monitor for pre-crime and have those cameras controlled by the government in private residences. So apparently after millennials, they stopped teaching what happens with big governments and tyrannical leaders and all this stuff in the past, and the government should have more control and more power. What is going on? It's just absolutely insane. And not only that, we can't even talk about it. And thank God, I mean, recently Elon bought Twitter so we could talk about it. But like all the censorship on Facebook and Instagram, it's disgusting. And Lex had Zucks on his podcast just now, like a couple days ago. And I clipped this. I thought this was incredible, talking about the censorship and how it's been totally wrong, yet they still censored it. This is really incredible. It's a 4-minute clip, but you got to hear it. This is remarkable. Listen to this. Unbelievable. So he even, I actually want to play, since we're in real time here. Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. He mentions how, oh, you know, we censored and everything's been wrong, you know, during the pandemic. But, you know, here's what he has to say about the censoring in the pandemic. Take a listen to this. So he just admits it. He admits it that they just censored things that were true, which we even, it's a big reason why we created this podcast. You couldn't say things that were true and it related to health. It related to things that they wanted to do to you and treatments you wanted to get. And you couldn't talk about it because it was censored. You were propagandized. You were duped. It's sick. He just straight up says it because everyone knows, anyone with a brain cell now realizes what's been going on and what's happening. And in order to defeat a country, you first got to take away their speech. So the fact that Twitter is back to some degree is very important. And I believe it will stay. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I despise Facebook and Instagram. I just despise Meta. I hope Twitter takes off. I hope the Jonathan Cogan Show succeeds on Twitter. I mean, it succeeds as a podcast. That's what I hope. So what else we got? We got a lot of stuff, but you know what? It's Friday. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I want you to have a great day. I want you to have a great night. I want you to get out there. I want you to be with people. I want you to do things besides listening to audio, watching video, whatever it is. I want you to get out and interact in the real world with real human beings. All right? Go do it. It's best for your health. I promise. That's the truth. Please subscribe to the Jonathan Cogan Show wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Rumble channel. Subscribe or follow on Twitter at KOGZ and share with one person. And that's all. I got nothing else to ask of you except to share with one person. Got a big guest next week, hopefully. And have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon. Love you. No matter what country you're from, you're amazing. Take care.